Hello and welcome to episode 151 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronel, Harv, and Knoop. On this episode, some stuff happened with Patrick Reed again, so I guess we'll get into that. We're going to recap the Farmers Insurance at Torrey Pines. We're going to preview the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It's Super Bowl week, so it's Phoenix time. We're going to get into our weeks. We got some news to recap. But before we get into all of that, as usual, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Athletics, PLYRGolf.com, Player Golf. Use the promo code Drive the Green. And we're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexus.
I want to put another order in. Do they have those Saskatchewan head covers back yet?
No, not yet.
Is any of the new stuff out?
Talk to Chase. He said it's coming. It might be a little bit later than a normal drop because of COVID, just getting some of the stuff over here. But he thinks he's going to be live. I think he said March. I don't want to give it away because, you know, but
I just want that.
He said the new line is coming out soon.
What's wrong with your like head cover out of the 90s that you're using?
It's a sock.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Is it a fashion show up there?
I think we discussed that already.
I like my bag looking good now.
Correct.
You want it or you have it?
It looks good now.
Okay.
Because I got the two matching woods. I got the Mizuno irons that look amazing.
They
don't have a mallet putter, so my bag looks great. Anyways.
You're missing that last piece, but yeah.
So you guys want to get into weeks real quick before we get into the Patrick Reed stuff? Who wants to go first?
Bruno? Patrick Reed, that was the Rory stuff, but.
Yeah, I can go first again. Booze count.
He's already into it, hey?
Already.
13 for the week. I ended up with 55 for the month and 58 as of this moment.
Okay.
So.
Three today?
Yeah. Three for the last 4 days. What's it to you? three by three.
Any birdies?
Zero.
Zero, none.
Haven't played.
Okay. Noted.
Harv? What about?
I'd like to get back to indoor
video
golf.
Video game golf.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play that course I told you?
Yeah. Quit after four holes, like you said.
What was it called again?
Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Garden of Eden.
Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It's okay.
So impossible.
It's impossible.
What's the deal with it?
All the greens are like this. And like,
yeah, but if you don't hit them, they're also like way elevated. You can't even like flop them up. So you just keep banging it into the thing until you max out on the hole.
I can't believe I made it four holes, actually.
I can't believe you made it four holes either.
Yeah.
Harv sent that to you knowing... Probably set an internal over-under on how many holes, and it was 4.5, and you hit the under.
Yeah.
Well, I only made it 4, and then I quit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so I would have had him at 2.
Yeah.
2.5.
Absolutely.
You like, blew you through
just,
that.
I think I made a double on the first hole, and then I just maxed out for the next three. And I'm like, nope, this is stupid. Throwing off my handicap.
We should have a bet where the loser has to play that 18 holes of that. Oof. Take forever. How long
loser
did it take you to play 4 holes? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Normally what it would take you to play 18?
Yep.
I like this. This is a good bet. Yeah. This is all bet on
some
picks.
Absolutely outrageous courses I'm stumbling upon. Like this one is just...
I think I might go into creative mode here right away.
And make your own?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you going to make it stupid like
those? Toying with that idea too.
Nice.
Oh, a nice course.
Yeah.
Something to hang your hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillcrest.
Like a made up one or...
I'm tired of playing the game. I'm tired of playing hockey. It's... Yeah. Man, I got mad today at hockey. Oh, I got mad.
Didn't you say you play the number like six guy?
Playing a guy or just playing the game?
Playing against somebody online, yeah.
Why? Because they were good?
Oh, yeah. They beat me. Like, fuck.
The guy can't lose at anything. Didn't you say you played number six in the world and lost in overtime?
I played that guy twice now, and I've lost to him twice by a goal. Yeah.
Six in the world. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, but I stink now. I've lost it. I got the yips in NHL 21, if you can have that.
No shots?
Can't do anything. Can't defend, can't score, nothing. Anyways, moving on. I didn't do anything this week.
Online, you're only going up?
Yeah, you can play that, yep.
But you only go up when you're playing online?
Yes. Going down is the stupidest thing ever.
No way. I love going down.
Thank you. It's taken me forever to find someone.
Oh, my God. That's worse than you guys.
Only people going down.
It's so terrible. You can't do anything. You can't be creative or anything.
I mean, it's tough to pick corners when you're going down because it always wants you to shoot low. But
yeah,
still, that's
you guys are idiots. People listening are just laughing.
My goal
right
differential
now.
From down to up, like I'm probably like plus 100 down.
Yeah, but that only matters if you're playing on the same console, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in,
you
the
would
same
never round. Choose to go down in the game ever. It's just don't listen to these guys.
I'm not sure if there's a correlation here. But whenever I play with buddies in the same room, or one has to go up and one has to go down, and the guys that I'm playing are like pumped that I want to go down, always beat me. I'm sure there's no correlation there, but yeah, I cannot win going down.
But you just said you prefer it.
Yeah. I also prefer to lose, apparently.
Okay, gotcha.
Guy just wants to have fun.
Harvey, you doing anything this week?
Other than just, I'm sick of the golf game, so I'm just looking for the most ridiculous courses to play. I got a pretty good setup going with my wife working, so she goes to bed early, so I just turn on a hockey game on the computer and the golf on the TV and make a night of it.
Kids are snoozing already.
Yeah. Any birdies?
Oh, tons. In video game golf. In real golf, no. And also no drinks. I'm at zero for the year.
0-31.
It's a good month. Good start to the year.
That's really good.
He might go zero for the whole year.
Do you think he can do it? I don't think he can.
No, I won't go zero for the whole year.
You might go on sub 100. Five binge days this year?
Yeah, maybe.
Fair.
Impressive.
I got a pretty long story to tell, so you might as well go next.
I'll be quick. Didn't do much. We started classes, like legit classes this week, not just testing. So it was fun to see some real people in real life again and tell them what to do and hope that they listen and try hard. So it was
good. I mean, I tried hard.
We should go back to the testing. I like the testing class better.
It's too easy.
The workout class was a rude awakening. I'll say that. He the testing class was pretty easy. Like, how far can you stretch?
Well, yeah.
How high can you jump? And then all of a sudden the next day, okay, do three sets of this exercise three times for an hour straight, just workout. He doesn't know that I haven't done anything for the past 18 months.
Obviously, he doesn't know that bench in your garage is for drying clothes.
Drying hockey equipment.
Yeah.
18 months, you say?
Yeah.
It's like 18 years for me.
But see, you're pretty athletic, though. You did pretty decent.
Yeah.
So it's a gift. Some people are not naturally as gifted as you, and it was a struggle.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got a good metabolism. Yeah, that's it.
That helps. Seven drinks this week. That gets me to 27 for the month.
Well, that's respectable.
Played 36 holes, 9 birdies. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
Did you play men's night again?
36.
Or whatever it is?
I did not. Oh. Played 2 rounds in here.
Oh, right. You played Tory.
That tournament. And then for a fun one on Friday, just to swing the club.
Remember when I asked how many times would it take us to make a par on hole 12 at Tory? And Knoop says, I made 2 pars there this week.
Okay, but it's also...
In 2 tries.
It's also virtual, so it's a lot different. It's 6-foot gimmies. Putting is not my strong suit, so...
Yeah, you probably would have missed those sliders.
I'm probably missing those.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I'll take bogey whenever. That's fine. Get me out of there. Yeah.
I'm happy to have a drinking buddy a little bit this year. Because you're going to be pushing 765 again. Harv's going to be at zero, and me and Knoop are going to be 1 a day.
He has no faith in you. Not one. Not what? 1 ounce of faith that he can stay under 765.
Oh, there is zero chance that Bruno stay.
Maddie's right.
He claims that he's going to stop at 765 because I was 766.
What's he going to do for the other 6 months?
Yeah, what's he going to do in September when he's pushing 700?
There won't be anything to do.
Yeah, I know.
We'll still be golfing in September, absolutely. Yeah.
I won't be there by September.
I got news for you. His game's going to reek.
I might be there by November, and then it might be possible.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Myself, I had only had 4 this past week, so I'm at 31-31. Granted, I'm going to have a couple tonight.
Wow, does that ever sound made up? That is.
It's going to be weird when he's on a perfect 365.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably fudge the numbers near the end to make sure I got a little bit of wiggle room. So as far as my week, didn't do anything during the week. But for those of you that have been listening for a while, bought a house. We're doing some renos. So we decided to go, whether it's let's call it the economical route, and get IKEA cabinets. Well, due to COVID, IKEA doesn't ship certain things to certain areas. It just like that you can't pick them up. You can't order them for pickup at some places. Like just complete clusterfuck. So it's like, okay, we need an island, lower cabinets, upper cabinets. Well, I have to order my upper cabinets from Winnipeg because they're not in Edmonton or Calgary. So luckily, Winnipeg will deliver to Regina. Okay, that's fine. I'll go pick them up. Well, Winnipeg doesn't have the island or the lower cabinets. okay, well, I guess I'll go to Calgary or Edmonton. Oh, no, you won't, because Edmonton only has the island and Calgary only has the base cabinets. So what did I decide to do on Saturday? I managed to ask a friend to see if they wanted to join me. I had to pay him.
You asked several friends.
I asked several friends. Only one was willing to take the bait and get paid to ride.
I told you I would have gone if I did not talk, or you didn't talk.
Yeah, Bronell's exact reply to my request was, are you going to be talking the whole time? Because if so, I'm not coming.
So what would you have done? Watch Netflix the whole, what,
I don't 14 know, hours?
15
Twitter. Was it 17 round trip?
Yeah, so it was 1,750 kilometers. And
15 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 15 hours of driving. I set the truck to 15 hours of driving, and the round trip took about 17 hours.
Man.
But to Bronell's point, the whole point of having someone with you is to talk to them. Not them go to sleep, so then you go to sleep. Like, you would have been the worst to take on that trip.
I mean, we probably would have talked for 2 hours, and then it would have been
Yeah, so me and the guy I took, we talked nonstop for the first 4 hours, and then we started listening to podcasts, and then we watched Hockey Night in Canada on the way home.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, it actually flew by.
That reminds me of when I was in university, I worked at a buddy of mine, his family had a fencing company, and me and my other buddy worked with him, and anytime we had to go on like early trips to do like out of town jobs, we'd just bring pillows and make him drive the whole way, and we just sleep because he'd be picking us up at like 6:30, and we just sleep in the back of the truck, and he had just had to drive like 2 hours for.
Yeah, I mean, I like to drive, so I didn't really bother. It's more of driving by yourself can wear on a guy. So
you started putting those cabinets together yet?
Yeah, I put one of 14 pieces together. It was an island, and it took me 140 minutes.
140 minutes.
Yeah.
That was the hardest one.
So two and a half.
That was the hardest one. I started with the hardest.
You still measure your kids' ages in months or what?
So I was going to say 2 hours and 20 minutes, but I decided to go a different road. Because nice. Now I'm going to shoot for 90 minutes on the next one. I did go with the hardest one because I wanted to know what the absolute worst case would be.
Makes
so
sense.
It was one of the islands. Now all I have to do is the other lower cabinets, which will be easier, and the uppers, which is just build the box and slap a couple doors on. Easy. This one had drawers.
Yep.
The other ones all have doors.
Practically done.
I'm pretty much done.
Yep.
So while I was doing that, I was listening to the second round. We might as well get into...
Yes, please.
Let's the do read it. Talk. So just so happens, I'm trying to avoid texting and driving or being on my phone and driving because I'm not trying... I'm willing to get in an accident by myself, but not with someone else. So right. If I was by myself, I would have been on my phone the whole time. But I see you guys blowing up the chat group. Twitter's blowing up because, oh, fuck, Patrick Reed cheated again.
Well, someone told you Twitter was blowing up, right?
That's not right. Yes, sorry. That's what I meant.
Yep.
So this is all going on. And then Sunday, when I was back home, I watched the whole most of the final round. But I guess we might as well get into it. You guys can go first. I have lesser of an opinion, I think, than you guys. But and you guys were knee-deep in it. On Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much exhausted ourselves already in the group chat.
Chat, but we had to save some of it for the pod.
Well, I'll let Harv go first.
Harv's going to go. You're going to let him go first.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing really to talk about. He did absolutely nothing wrong. So I don't see how there's any issue here and why it's such a big deal.
All right. Well, let's move on to talk about his great shots on his way to victory.
Nothing wrong. Like, you can't. Yes, if they had tablets or whatever, or officials carry tablets to show him, you can. But they don't have the capability to do that because they don't watch every single shot, and you can't just have it for feature groups. So they either got to improve that, or you just let this go because. But he asked his playing partners. They said they didn't see it bounce.
Yeah,
he didn't see it bounce. He asked a volunteer if it bounced. So. It's not like he just guessed. He asked someone. They didn't see it bounce. So
she said she didn't see it bounce. She didn't say it didn't bounce, which is so what he said after the round.
And he thought it looked embedded. So you are allowed to pick up that ball and check.
Yes, but then you put it back. If you're asking for an official to come by, you put that ball back.
Why would he put it back if he saw it was indented or embedded?
Was it, though? It was embedded because he was digging around there with his greasy little fingers, I think.
So he just diddled the grass and it made a little indentation?
I think so.
Do you think he made...
Wait, he's a known cheater.
I didn't know this. That's where I lie with it as well.
You think he made the mark?
That's the only explanation, because how would he say that it was embedded because it clearly did not land in its pitch mark that it... came down from the air with, right?
It didn't. It couldn't have been embedded. So there's no possible way that it could have been embedded.
There's a one in a billion chance it landed in a different embedded spot or a hole in the ground, and that's what happened.
I mean, so if that happened, then so be it.
The official came over and said, yeah, that's... What he diddled the ground too and said that was embedded.
I mean this in the most honest way possible, not to sound like an idiot. What happens if he stepped on it?
Yeah.
What happens if he went to go look for it by accident, he stepped on it?
Well, that video about that guy in the snow was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Shoving it down and down and down. Well,
okay, so for those of you who haven't seen it, it's this guy drops a ball in the snow and it has just this little indent. So technically, would that count as broke the plane?
Yeah.
Of the grass, right? Because we've all probably gone...
You're in a depression. And, yeah, they exactly. Used to be called a little bit of a depression.
So does that count as breaking the plane of the ground?
Yeah, it has to. Those are the rules. You can't tell
me... Even if it's like a millimeter, you're saying it still counts.
I'm not team Harv here, but I'm not team crucify the guy.
Yeah. I was directly against Harv, but the more that I kind of read some stuff and whatever, I get more to his side.
The
and
Rory stuff.
I despise Patrick Reed. So...
Yeah,
that says a lot.
The point thing, I don't like Patrick Reed, but the fact that people are raking him over the coals for this makes no sense because not one PGA Tour player can say with a straight face that they haven't massaged the rules. I mean, you're trying to win.
I think a bunch of them can say that they haven't.
Maybe they took a generous drop, not on purpose, but maybe it was just a little more generous than they needed to.
I mean,
but pretty much every single guy that they were asking said, I would have called the official over, and I would not have picked up my
Tony
ball.
Tony said it was
Why'd
fine.
You pick
Rory
up your ball?
Said it was fine.
Colt Gravy said it was fine today.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He said it was fine, but he said you put that ball back.
Yes. I think he said the reason why he got in shit is because he moved the ball, assuming that he'd get the club length.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, the bigger issue here is that Patrick Reed brought it on himself many other times.
Yeah,
so
he deserves it.
Yeah. But if you look at each
it's a reputation call.
It is, but at the same time, we're arguing about this specific call. I don't think he did necessarily anything out of the ordinary.
Here's the other thing. They're professional athletes. All this means hundreds of thousands of dollars to them. Shots. You should be trying to do as much as you can within the rules, which he kept it in, to try and be better.
Yeah. Well, Phil does it all the time. Right, yep. He's in the bush. Hey, there's a sprinkler in here. I need relief. Yeah.
Nick Taylor did it right? 2 weeks ago in Hawaii. He said he was going to hit the shot left-handed.
I mean, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
But like in every sport, like there's a reason baseball players take steroids. There's a reason you can call holding on every play in the NFL.
There's a reason the Houston Astros cheated.
Well, yeah, they won. You can take that away.
And the Dodgers.
It's worth it. Most teams
and the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Like we can go down this road all we want.
But this guy's got to just own it and go like full heel.
We said that the last time. And he just keeps doing it, but
he thrives under these moments too. Right. Like when this
like
is happening
to
him,
doing it to him,
he wins.
Will keep winning. Yes,
I thought it was amazing to see him up there after the round, answering every single question that anybody wanted to ask him. Stood up there, smiling, happy, straight face. Said to my brother-in-law, "I was like, either he's a complete psychopath." Or he actually believes he didn't do anything wrong.
I think it's the first.
Well, he did lie if you believe it.
He did lie and say that the woman said that it didn't bounce when she said she didn't see it bounce.
I get what
it's
you're
a big
saying,
difference.
But that's semantics.
Yeah, that's semantics. He is George Costanza, 1,000%.
But this is nowhere near, like the sand one, that's 100%.
That was bad.
A bad look and cheating.
Yes.
This one, there's no reason for the whole...
CBS talked about it for half an hour.
Yeah, there's no reason for the meltdown that people were having, like, kick this guy off the tour and he's just ruining the game. And
I don't like that. I mean,
there was one sports book that also thought that he cheated enough. Oh,
that's what I was going to say.
To return their bets, right?
I think that's ridiculous.
Points bet, I believe it was.
Did he win by five?
What's that?
Didn't he win by like 4 or 5?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the most preposterous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Nice use.
So I didn't read the entire article. Did they refund all bets?
I don't know. It
all just the round bets. All pre-round bets on
outrights.
Picking the winner.
Yeah, just outrights.
No matter what they overturned is wrong. Like that makes absolutely
sense. Where do you stop? Well, like a guy leaves the pin in and the wind blows it and it holds the ball out and they don't count that. So you're going to refund all the bets because that should have dropped.
Well,
like, where do you draw the line?
The Saints Vikings game. What was it? A couple years ago
for the pass interference.
Yeah. Well, so you see why you're going to start refunding those bets, right?
Well, there was a huge petition to refund bets after that happened.
But Vegas doesn't care about that.
No. But I guess that's the thing. Like refunding the bets, they do care because they have to give it all back. It's like no, like I just don't like that. The other take that I saw to this was the fact that Monday Q posted that Patrick Reed, when he got his status, qualified 6 times through Mondays. And he's like, can you imagine when no one's watching how many times he might have cheated to get on the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Harv don't like it.
That's true. Mean,
sure.
I'm going to say more than you, Harv.
Anyone can do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's anyone. And I don't think...
Friend of the pod, MJ Duffy.
Exactly. Mr. Could be Monday anyone Q. doing that in those when you're just walking around with another guy. But like, I don't think the PGA wants to go down this road of videotaping every single shot because...
Well, I want them to.
But that's the thing.
They have a walking official with them all. So why wouldn't they just have an iPad and just... Like, if something comes into question like that, just watch it. Right? Yeah. It's right there.
I mean, it's very simple. If you start taping every shot, they're going to have every duff top that they don't want to show. Now those will be out there. Now, anything like this where guys are getting away with loosey-goosey drops and whatnot, maybe it's not your thigh and not your knee. Like, now technically that's breaking the rules.
But hopefully the rules of golf also change. I know there's always an uproar with changing that stuff, but... Even if it's just for the PGA Tour to keep all the gambling stuff and a little more upfront, right? Change some of those rules so it's a little bit easier to figure out and we're not getting people pissed off like this and refunding bets, right? Costs. I mean, it's nice to see Vegas losing money, but still.
It blew my mind when that was posted.
Yeah.
That they refunded bets.
Like, I can't believe that they did that. Like, it's just hard luck, buddy. $20 or $100.
The fact that it was all
probably
outright.
Didn't pick the guy who finished 4 strokes behind him anyways.
Exactly. You can see if he won by one, maybe doing it. Maybe. Probably still not. But
like how many,
he didn't win by one.
No.
He won by 4, and how many people do you think legitimately bet on Henrik Norlander or Ryan Palmer?
Yeah.
Hey, one's 29th in the world.
Hey, some people might have bet on Tony Finau, who... finished second.
Yeah, but I wrote down here Tony gonna Tony, so they didn't have to worry about that.
Actually, thought what finished top five like he always does.
Not win.
Fucking guy's unreal.
Well, I said last week that I feel like the only way he's gonna win is from behind, and I thought maybe Reed was gonna.
There was a glimpse,
wobble,
a chance. But probably go to Saudi next week and finish top five there too. Not win, but
never win.
Of course.
My favorite.
Field's too strong. He won't win over there.
Yeah, the field is sick. My favorite was when they. Showed, you know, they were talking to like every single person for, you know, half an hour about the Reed thing.
Yeah.
And then they missed the shot of the tournament, his shot on 6, where he made eagle.
Well, yes. They were late.
They were in commercials showing, that Farmers Insurance commercial that they show them a million times. And I say the jingle in my house to my kids every single time. Thank you.
Well, they were late 20 minutes almost coming into the coverage. And then they go and talk to people for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was college basketball, because I was watching it on Golf Channel and it just kept the coverage going.
So, but that was PGA Tour Live, right? So those were just two feature groups.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we didn't get the final two groups, I think, because the Rory's group was two groups behind, I believe, the final group. So,
Right. But yeah, impressive performance by Reed. Like,
oh, amazing.
He might be the best chipper on tour.
Yeah. If you like gambling, if it's a hard golf course, just pick Patrick Reed.
Yes.
Because he plays so well on hard golf courses.
As long as camera guys don't have change in their pockets.
I mean, like he can just find ways to get up and down in those greasy, tight lied areas where he's short-sided. And
do you think this automatically makes him the favorite for the U.S. Open?
No.
No?
You know what?
The course looked like it was playing very open-esque minus the 14 under, of course. Yeah.
Well, I was surprised all the big dogs weren't playing here. Considering it's like a
practice
round for the U.S. Open, but they're going to Saudi this week, so maybe
they've also played this course a ton.
Played the course a lot.
DJ, Bryson,
and they knew maybe a little bit that they played it enough, the conditions weren't going to be exactly the same, so why not just show up on tournament week and get your practice rounds there? So I think maybe that's a little bit of what it was, plus the Saudi thing.
Why did they even play the North course? Like, what's the point of that?
So that they can dominate.
So they can get a little warm up. Yeah. Like that wasn't what did it play like 7 shots better, on Thursday,
like
something like that.
Yeah, 65-72 or 73 or something like that.
How about that round on Friday by Victor Hovland?
I was just gonna say, 65. And then Hovland shot
on the
65.
South course on when it was like,
just was gross. He 6 shots better
hailing that day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hailing. I thought Brunel, didn't you say it was? Some people were saying it was one of the best rounds ever.
I think I said that.
Yeah, oh, it was just you.
People. Yeah, just him. No, real credible source.
Oh no,
he couldn't even find one guy that agreed with him.
One of the best rounds ever of January 2021.
I mean, they were playing in those just outrageous wind conditions, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, it was just them, wild yeah. there. 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, they shut the course down on Monday when it was, what, yeah, 35?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but we, then, play, 5K? We play on that, that every
is
day.
That is July 14th yeah, every exactly. single year.
Yeah. But then poor Victor missed a two-footer on Sunday and cost himself 360K.
Yeah.
Tough. Ended up in a tie for second instead of outright second.
Yeah, there it'll was... I mean, hey. when you step back and take a look at the leaderboard, like Reed, Finau, Schauffele, Hovland, Rahm,
yeah,
Henrik.
It was nice yeah. there for a while. Rory was up there.
Like, yeah, cream of the crop.
The top sure. 5-6 names were all big guys. And
how about the Frank Molinari sighting?
Yeah.
66 on Sunday.
Was he 7?
T7? T10.
Snuck in there. Yeah. But yeah, back to Hovland. I'm thinking I'm pretty... happy with my pick of him over Wolf and Morikawa in our little bet there. Like, I think he might be the best player out of the three.
You think so? I still lean towards Morikawa, but
he stunk in Europe this week.
Well, Wolf's going to keep WD in because he has a callus on his hand or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that was happen, my next so. Point.
Who was it? You that said Wolf's going to WD here soon?
Yeah. Well, he keeps looking at his hand. He puts tape on it. And then the announcers, so I was watching PGA Tour Live, and they kept saying, well, he keeps taping his finger. He's got a callus on there. I was like, so I said jokingly to you guys, oh, he's going to WD. Sure enough, that night.
Seven over,
like
not
a
even
callus
worth it.
Yeah. Or like a blister?
One of the two. I don't know. Does it matter?
I think they're
next Aaron Sanchez here. Holy shit.
People don't want to be known as the guy that withdrew because of a blister.
Yeah.
I think they'd rather withdraw because of a blister than a callus.
Remember when Aaron Sanchez missed like 37 starts because of a blister?
Yes. Tough throwing those change-ups you've thrown every day for your life.
Yeah, those wicked two-seamers really wear on a guy's middle finger. I would know. What else do you want to talk about?
I mean,
want to talk
trophies,
about
trophies in the top five.
Oh, the tree?
Yeah.
We love that trophy.
Displayable off the charts.
Yep.
What? I agree with you there. What tank job do you want to talk about first, Rory or Adam Scott?
There's more than that.
Well, those are like
Werenski, yeah. Ortiz.
Oh, I guess Ortiz had a pretty big choke job too, didn't he?
Yeah.
I haven't picked out dude wipes. I'm hoping that this conversation.
I mean, let's
find
not
me
beat
one.
Around the bush here. Like, you accomplished what you were trying to accomplish when you said Rory was running away with this thing.
Sure did.
Just the ultimate jinx. Ray did.
Yeah.
Just the ultimate jinx.
I almost said Scott's going to win this thing.
Sometimes when a guy's looking for a pick win, he has to desperate times call for desperate measures. Yes.
You needed it.
You got one, hey.
I said Harv's running away with this thing when Rory was, what was that? He was like 3-under on Thursday, and I said it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it.
On the North course?
Yeah. Yeah. So we got, I mean, we could talk about X. We talked about it last week, how his family wasn't there. So maybe this is the time that he'd put together a good showing at Torrey mm-hmm. Pines.
He played
tied
well.
For second.
Yeah.
He's almost entering Finau territory, though. If I can't win.
Yeah.
I dislike that guy a lot.
You're agreeing with that?
Yeah.
Sander?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He just can't win.
Because of his dad?
No, I think that is fascinating, that part. I just don't. I don't know. I don't. He's not flashy to me. I don't really like him very much. That's all.
He's kind of a.
Yeah.
Kind of a loser.
You're not wrong. Yeah. He is just kind of like a. I don't know. Maybe he's just bullied in high school or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'll feel bad for him like Tony sometime.
I feel eventually. I feel like we must mention Rory Sabs.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who's, I don't know, working on week 68 of getting him on the show. Nah, maybe 168 of getting him on the show.
Yeah, he replied to us a couple times, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he was coming on the show like 4 separate times. Guy's just too busy, I guess.
Trying on cowboy hats.
Speaking of cowboy hats.
But he's not. You're not getting him in picks, I don't think. I know what you're trying to
so
do.
I was going to talk about Patrick Reed's cowboy boot collection. I mean, that was fascinating to
Thanks
see.
Thanks for the side point there, CBS.
CBS's little tidbits about Patrick Reed on Sunday.
He has a cowboy boot collection.
Yeah.
How many?
And I don't think he's even won the Valero.
How much goes into a collection? If you have like 5 pairs, is that a collection?
Yeah, what is the rules on a collection?
I think you need to have 10. Like someone has to like go to your house and be like, well, that's a lot of cowboy boots. So it'd be like, you're for me to say that about you, like, you'd have to have those stairs lined with cowboy boots.
The stairs in the studio.
Yeah, stairs in the studio. You'd have to be like, they'd have to be covered in cowboy boots.
And I can't like, see him wearing cowboy boots.
I think 10's the number. But to Bronow's point, he doesn't even play in the Valero Texas Open, where you get cowboy boots if you win.
Maybe that's his white whale to win.
Well, you'd think he'd want to play in it to try to win it. But I'd say the number's 10. For it to be a collection, you have to have 10.
And they have to be like 10 pairs?
Yeah, five's like...
I think
it's not a collection. You just have
they can't just be 10 rat like 10 normal pairs of cowboy boots either. They got to be like a story behind them or something.
Yeah,
like those boots on 40-year-old virgin that the guy wants to take home. Jonah Hill.
10's got to be too low. I have almost 10 pairs of golf shoes. I don't have a collection.
Like, yeah, when you look at those
shoes,
like weirdos who are obsessed with like the newest like sneakers and stuff, like they have like closets full of them.
Pat Perez, did you guys see his little do the other day with Jordans? He has like 500 pairs.
Oh yeah, he's got lots. Yes. Are you looking up Googling a collection?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you're doing.
What constitutes a collection?
What?
I was looking up.
I think it actually could be it could be less than 10 if you don't. If it's an article of clothing or shoes, if you don't wear them, you can call them a collection. Or if you collect logoed golf balls, as long as you don't use them, I'll give you as long as you got more than 5.
For golf balls?
Maybe 10.
I probably got 20 at home.
That you haven't hit?
Well, I'm not going to because they're shit balls.
Well, you don't. So you have a collection of shit balls then.
They have logos on them though.
I'm saying if you collect them with no intent to use them, then it's a collection.
Like when you go to like a course and like buy the logo ball from the course. And
you have a collection.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
So if you have
I have
boots,
a collection of crib boards.
So if if Patrick Weed is wearing. If Patrick Weed is wearing these, then they're not a collection. If he buys them to not wear, it's a collection.
That guy, so there's no way he's wearing those. There's no way that guy could pull off cowboy
Thus,
boots.
No
a collection.
This says there is no minimum number to make an item or of items for a collection. In theory, it's possible to have a collection containing only one item.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Which makes no sense.
I guess I have a collection of toques.
Yeah.
I definitely wear them. I definitely have a collection of crib boards, though. I have like 7 different ones that are all unique.
Okay.
I got one from Victoria. That's a collection.
Yep. I'm saying when it comes to articles of clothing or something along that line, as long as you have no intent of wearing them, it could be 3.
Yeah.
So do we have collections of golf shirts?
No, because you wear them all the time. That's my thought. I mean,
that's not true. I have like 50 and I only wear 2.
So you got it. So he has a collection.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a collection of sponsored, patched.
I could probably get rid of 15 shirts easily.
Yeah.
That's one thing I have. I don't know how to explain this, but I find that no matter how nice the golf shirt is, because golf shirts and stuff like that, if you put a company logo on them, it's like, unless it's your company logo, if it's one you get in a golf tournament, it's like, no matter how nice it is, I almost feel shame when I put it on. Do you guys get that? It's like if I won a... I don't want to single out
like a bank
Acklands Granger shirt with an Acklands patch on it, and I wear it to the golf course. Super nice shirt. It's like, oh yeah, well that guy. It's like something about buying it as compared to winning it.
I'll take it.
So is a
I've actually given Bronell shirts of mine that have logos on
several
the several of them.
So is it an OGO shirt or is it like I don't know.
I would say no matter the name brand,
really?
It has to be a really nice shirt with a logo on it for me.
As long as it has a decent collar, not like a Justin Thomas collar.
Yeah, I still, like, I have a hard time.
If it's a small logo, I'd be okay with it. But if it was ginormous.
Depends on the logo, yeah. If you're Acklands Granger, you're not wearing that printed out thing.
If it's on the
stages. And not white.
Small, I'll wear it.
Not white.
Yeah. I'm talking the... I would kind of draw the bar.
White golf
I draw the draw the line at the ones that are the patches so big it like creases the sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they have like the underside
or
where it's super scratchy.
Crease it and it like sits like that on your arm,
perfectly straight.
Because that talks more to your arm size than it does the shirt. But same
that's
thing.
That's neither here nor there. You got anything else before we get in the news?
Oh, I got Canadians.
I got a couple. I got a bunch more stuff actually.
That list.
Charlie Hoffman said he was ramping up his. He'd been working for months on ramping up his swing speed. Withdrew this week.
Yep. Hurt himself.
said he's up to like 120 miles per hour or whatever. And to be fair, I haven't seen him up there on a Thursday in ages.
Nope.
Yeah, he's guy's career might be over.
Yeah, if he's hurt now.
But yeah, so that I thought that was kind of funny. Phil Mickelson, T53.
Great finish for him.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up he's never been number one in the world or finished first in the money list.
Amazing.
That's the only reason why he did that.
But what about his 30 straight years with the top 10 finish?
I was going to add that in there so you couldn't say I'm always ragging on the guy.
So he's never been world number one, never finished first on the money list, but has... What?
30 years with a top
30
10.
Years
with
the top 10.
Which is a bit of a cherry pick stat. Because like next year, if he gets like a top 25, there'll be like 31 years with the top 25.
No, they won't.
And then when he's like 5 years from now, it's like 35 years with the top 50.
They won't do that.
Yes, they will. That's the point on how stupid this stat is. They can make it up about anything.
To be fair, if he finished outside the top 10 next year, there's a one-year buffer of this broke his streak of 30 years with the top 10, and then the following year is probably where they'd amend the stat.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. What else you got?
Brooks Koepka made a record here this week. First time in his career, 3 missed cuts in a row.
I thought you were going to say most bent club without breaking it.
Well, that was weird that didn't break. I got those.
I don't understand
how that
didn't.
The grip was almost touching the head.
Yeah.
It was an impressive bend. Right around. And so then, does that mean Brooks is like completely out of sorts? You love it, yeah. Oh well, yeah.
Oh,
I don't mind it.
Do you think he was trying to break it, or do you think he knows that it can bend like that?
I think he was kind of either way.
If it breaks, it breaks.
Yeah.
Over under Brooks Koepka career majors set at 4.5.
Ooh. I go under.
You think he might be toast?
That's what I'm asking. I just set the line. You tell me.
Yeah, a guy might be toast. I don't know. I'll say over. I'll say he gets one more.
I would take the over as well.
One more?
As much as I don't want to.
What I was thinking about this, I had other stuff too, was imagine how freeing it would be just knowing that you could, especially for Bronell here, that you could just break clubs and they'd just be fixed in your bag for next round.
The next round.
Like you could just, whatever, exactly you're on the cart same. Path. Who cares? Hit it. You just get a new 7-iron head. Like,
yeah, who cares if you hit the padded part of the bag?
Will you guys allow me to carry shitty clubs in my bag this year? Like, if it's more than 14?
So, just, like, just in case one breaks?
Just so I can whip them into the water or something? Like,
as long as you never use them, I would allow that.
Yeah, like, it could be right-handed even.
Yeah, you just can never be like, say you just randomly put, like, a... I'm never going to use this wedge, but then you need it for a chip. But no,
you have to. You have
only
to label them
for anger purposes.
Yeah, you have to label them with bright yellow tape along the shaft.
But I don't even get angry anymore, so we're good. Next,
breaking a couple clubs will do that to a guy. The only other thing about Brooks is like that was such a pretty boy move when he said he wouldn't pick that ball out of that shoe.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I thought it was ridiculous.
Like you don't reach like pick up the shoe. And just turn it over and the ball's going to come out. Like, you don't have to put your hand in the shoe. Like, am I the only one who thought like that? Like,
no, I didn't think like that, but you make a really good point.
Use your glove.
Yeah.
I'm not
hook it out with
ball.
A putter. I don't know. Like, there's so many ways to accomplish it without making a scene about how he's not reaching his hand in a nasty
that's
shoe.
That's a really good thought. Yeah, I don't want to reach in that 1 out of 10. I don't want to reach in that shoe. Okay, well, you could just, like, turn it over and it'll fall out.
You should have just called Patrick Reed over. I'm sure he would have grabbed the ball.
He would have found a way, for sure.
Free drop, absolutely. Yeah, you don't even have to touch the shoe. Just, like, tip it over with your club and, like, give it a knock on the end, and the ball's just going to roll out.
Yeah. You're not penalized for that.
Yeah. Patrick Reed would have just, like, went over and, like, nudged the shoe off the cart, waited for it to roll out, and say, yep, there's my ball.
It rolls down the path closer to the hole.
Free drop.
What he would have done.
A couple last ones here. Charles Howell missed the cut. Neither here nor there, but he's made $2.8 million at this tournament without ever winning it. He's the winningest player, or money-wise, at this tournament.
A ton of top 10s, top 20s.
And I missed the cut this week. And then the only other thing I had was Ryan Palmer. There was a good tweet that Canoe posted there about no one's more prepared than Ryan Palmer to to play in hail due to his Columbia sponsorship.
He was so looking forward to busting out the shell jacket that he's had in his golf bag for 3 years.
Yeah, probably has that like 5-in-1 that they make where you can zip it off into a vest. Right. Or like turn it into winter coat.
Yeah. Probably has a fucking tent in his bag just ready to pop up.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a sleeping bag.
Canadians?
Yep, that's all I have.
Hadwin, best finish in a while. T18.
Yes. Yep.
Finally got up there. Connors, T37, ho-hum. That guy's still good. Sloan, T53. Couple speed wobbles.
He was, T16 on Friday or something like that?
And then, yeah.
Yeah, didn't have the best weekend, but at the same time, making cuts is big for Rod right now.
We need to go through a whole week without jinxing him. Like, when he's starting to do good, we can't say, oh, let's get him on the pod. He's going to win this week.
Rogers' kiss of death is anytime me or Harv post in the group, what a do, baby. Because every time we post that, Roger immediately bogeys.
Bogeys 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Hughes, Hearn, Gliggs, and Monday Q Dutois all missed the cut.
That's right.
Shitty.
Before we get into that, I just had a couple things. We talked about Kevin Stadler playing in this tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How?
How? But it got me thinking, wouldn't it be neat if, like, you win the Masters and get to play forever, but, like, then if it should be, like, forever, forever, so your kid can play in it. Like, they get exemption into it. Like, someone not, like,
into the Masters or into, like, the PGA?
No, into the Masters, because you can play there forever, right? So it would have to be, like, a PGA Tour, but Kevin Stadler should get...
Do they have to have some sort of baseline?
Well, like, they'd have to be a PGA Tour player.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, that's a good enough.
That's all right.
I like that.
It's the legacy fund.
Yes, that's what I was going for. That.
So, what about nephew? Would you?
Nope.
Qualify? Like, has to be immediate next of kin.
Palmer's nephew.
Burns?
Yeah. Wasn't
Ryder? Yeah.
Oh, Sam Saunders.
Yeah. Yeah. Saunders. I knew it was one of the Sams.
How could you get that, but not Keegan Bradley?
I don't know, man. Don't bring it up.
Bring that up every chance you can.
Can we talk about his? Oh, let's see if I still have it. Stadler's numbers.
But I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
That's so a, like, if I thought you thought, I thought you meant like kid, like just like.
No, no, no. They'd have to
like
be.
Like Bernard Langer's kid.
No, hey, I'm here. No, just like any kid.
What?
Like,
yeah.
Charlie Woods is probably not a good example because he'd probably be a good golfer. But just like a rant, like Keegan Bradley's son who just golfs on the side is. Like a 12 handicap can play in it.
You should use the Masters winner, but...
yeah, fair enough.
Like I said, Langer's, yeah.
But yeah, something like that. But they'd have to be on the PGA Tour. Not like...
Yeah, there's the caveat.
Going through NCAA or anything like that, you have to be a PGA Tour player, but because your dad won, legacy exemption gets
you in.
I love
that idea.
Yeah, that's neat.
How could you think that it was just a kid, though? I don't know how you could ever think
I don't know.
That.
And we have a four-year-old.
I meant,
what?
They have to be 21 at least.
So Stadler, yeah. So he has played in 26 events in the PGA Tour since 2015, and he's only made two cuts. This was his first cut since 2015. He's played a couple Korn Ferry Tour events as well, six, and he's made two cuts. But I think he got to play because of a medical exemption. So something that happened in 2016, he didn't really play much, or he didn't play at all in 16, once in 17.
That's a dry
little
spell.
Yeah, very little in 18. So I know they did something with medicals last year, the people that were on them, I think they reset them for this coming year, but he barely played last year as well. So yeah, actually that's a lie. He was 0 for 10 last year. So
ouch.
That's not something to hang your hat on, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I got a couple other things that actually got lost in the Reed-Rory fiasco there, but Rory's new warm-up on the range where he just drops the ball
and
drop kicks it, but it's dropping it in one hand, swinging it.
He was hitting some of them pretty good, too.
Yeah. Should we try that after a year?
I've already hit one off the stanchion. Yeah. Almost killed someone in the studio.
And then the other thing about came up about Rory is he plays worse ball scrambles. So I was just wondering, what do you think you guys would shoot doing a worse ball scramble at our own course?
Two ball, right?
So you hit two balls, you have to take the worst one every time. So you don't get a finish until you make two putts in a row.
Oh, really? Oh, even with the putting?
With the putting. You have to make two putts in a row.
I didn't think about
otherwise,
that
otherwise, the worst shot wouldn't go in. Then you have to putt from that one.
Oh, that adds a little bit of whoops.
I'm actually sick to my stomach thinking about how much I would shoot.
I'm more sick to my stomach now that I thought of the putting one.
But yeah,
I was okay just hitting worse shots until I sunk a putt. But now it's like two putts in a row.
This was just off the tee. No, and I don't know why I thought that, but now that you say that, Harv, that would be so difficult.
I think I could still keep it into the 90s.
I think
it's a two putt part.
You would break every club in your golf bag because you would make a long birdie putt and be so jazzed and then miss the next one and you don't get to count the birdie.
Right.
Like, that's the stuff that infuriates you.
And then my second putt would be like a 6-footer coming back or something like that. Yeah. And then I'd miss one of those.
Yeah. And then you'd bogey.
Yeah. And then you'd bogey. Stupid. You sunk a birdie putt, but you bogeyed the hole.
Yeah. The putting thing, I wouldn't.
It would be fun to play for like 9 holes.
As a group, like me and you.
Yeah, like a worst ball scramble.
Yes. Not the same guy playing two balls. That's dumb.
That'd be something you played like by yourself.
Yeah.
A scramble,
worst ball scramble would be pretty fun though.
It's almost like we should have a tournament like
that.
But
when you get on the green, if you make the putt, it should count.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just putt one ball on the green.
Yeah.
Well, if you can change it to whatever ball you want, that's not how they do it.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
You can do whatever you want.
We can change the rules. It's our game.
But the only thing with a worst ball scramble tournament is like, how do you determine worst ball? Like, is it the one that's 250 in the fairway or is it the one that's 300 yards in the rough?
Behind a tree.
But you have a slight tree problem. Which one's worse?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless I guess the opponent or the other group would have to pick the worst.
Yeah, you'd have to play with groups and they'd almost select it, or it would be anything that's not in the fairway overrides one that is in the fairway. If they're both not in the fairway, then it would be the one that's probably shorter, not in the fairway. I think that's just like the straight up rules.
Might have to try to make it like a textbook thing.
Yeah, textbook. You got some news today?
Well, we got to do aces and birthdays and stuff.
Holy cow.
Oh, I did Canadians,
Do you want to touch on PGA show?
That'll be in the news.
We'll get that in the news.
Perfect.
Aces, I didn't see one, but I was informed that Dickie Wawrinski got an ace this week.
The only reason I know that is because I made a little bit of a bet with everything else that I had in my account to try to pad it because it was good odds. It was 2.5, I think I got. Every par five, I forgot that it was two courses. Every par five is over like 220 except for one, and it was like 180. It's like par threes. There's no way they're getting a hole in one. Forgot about the north course. So about an hour and a half, I think, into coverage on Thursday. I got a little message on Twitter. Oh, Richie Wawrinski, hole in one. Bye-bye, money.
At least you weren't sweating it on Sunday.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Yeah. You had enough time to load up your account for the second round.
So that was the only one I could find. Birthdays, Wayne Gretzky, 60th.
Yeah.
That's all I think. I think that's all there is.
Dustin's dad.
Yep.
One way to look at it.
It's a golf pod.
So what should we calling him?
He calls him dad for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of golf pod, we're also a wrestling pod. Royal Rumble was yesterday. You guys want to talk about that or just skip it?
I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
Edge won. It was good.
I don't care.
Edge won. It was great. Got my roommates to buy WWE Network just so I could watch it.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I imagine you put in the info, but it goes on their bill.
Yeah, no, I used his phone and went, instead of talking to the person, I just went through the, Shaw has like a text back and forth messenger. It's like, what's your birthday? Well, I know that. When was your last bill? Hey, roommate, how much was your last bill? How'd you pay it? Online banking, like $150. Type that in, boom, boom. Would you like to add that right away? Yes, please. Boom, Royal Rumble, just like that.
Yeah,
it was great.
They make it too easy. Shots of the week.
Shots of the week.
I'm going with a shot they didn't even show. Patrick reached second shot on six.
For Eagle.
Oh, I thought you were going to... No brainer is him getting up and down after that drop, right?
I actually think shot of the week might have been his shot from like 2 feet off the green there.
That was just a little chip.
It was a little chip, but
chipping's easy when you're right off the green.
He only had a one shot lead.
Yeah. Some may say his shot of the week could have been the no penalty shot. That's a shot.
That's what Harvey
said. Saved. No, he said after where he got up and down.
And my actual shot of the week, that was just kind of a little lighthearted joke for you guys. was Max Homa holing out for Eagle.
Oh, that was a good shot.
Yep. But then Sam Ryder hit his shot and sucked it back and hit the pin. He would have went right in on top of it, hit the pin, and just sat on the lip.
Really?
So they there's already a ball in there.
Back to back.
Was it because there was a ball in there?
No, it just he like ripped it back and it like just rattled off the pin and
imagine
sat on the
that. The old ball ricochet. what happens if it hit Homa's ball on the fly and they both popped out? Homa's doesn't count?
Oh, it still counts.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it does. You get to put it back to where it was.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like it's be on the green. I would assume, but who knows?
A little food for thought.
Yeah.
Which dude wipes you going with? Scott?
I think it's got to be Scott.
It's got to be Ortiz.
Yeah, he's not.
I guess he was tied for the lead, but Scott was. I thought Scott was going to win for a long time.
I didn't read the article, but they had some article about how expensive Scott's driver was this week.
Yeah, it was like $1,000.
Is that just because of the shaft in it?
Yeah, a brand new Japanese shaft. They have some crazy technology that they're not telling anybody about. So when you do, like most people, when they get a driver, they'll waggle it. And if it's extra stiff, it like doesn't move, obviously. It's like a board.
Sounds right.
This feels like a regular shaft. Right?
But it's
you waggle it and it is wiggly, right? You're seeing your head move, but it acts like a extra stiff shaft in your golf swing. So it's messed up.
That doesn't even sound...
So it's supposed to really improve your accuracy, which it absolutely did not over the weekend because he was terrible.
Wow.
And get obviously some further distance, but...
So it's basically like that club you have with the hinges then.
Pretty much.
So like you waggle it and the hinge will break, but if you have a perfect swing, it'll act as if it's a regular shaft.
Yeah, but Adam Scott has a perfect swing and it did not work very well for him.
Does anyone change their driver more than that guy? Wasn't he using like a 975J there for a while?
Yeah, so he finally switched this year out of his 913 into the new TSI stuff. So, And he still has 690 MBs. So they're, I believe, from like 2009.
That's crazy.
His irons.
I also wonder if because this was new technology, maybe it deteriorates over two rounds.
Yeah. Good.
Needed to switch out the shaft after two rounds. $1,000 dead after two rounds.
Yeah. My only comment about Scott is that he used to look 25 and now he looks 50. Like, having that long hair with that gray.
A good looking.
A little bit
50.
Of gray on this.
Like, let's make no bones.
Still the best looking 50 year old in the world.
Maybe the best. Not like Luke Donald.
But how do you age that much just by having long hair?
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's also crazy. How does he not get any consideration for Sexiest Man Alive?
I don't know.
Did you see the picture of last tournament? Him sitting there in his pure black suit with his golf club in his hand by the fire. Stud. Absolute stud. Yeah.
Wow. We might have to cool down here, boys.
Whoa.
Studio.
Get the hose. Whoa.
Studio.
Okay, we don't got much for news, but there's a couple other things you talk about here.
There's a couple items. We're getting into this pod. I'll tell you that for free.
Your random Tiger stat of the week. Siwoo Kim and Colin Morikawa are the only players under 25 with 3 wins. By the time Tiger was 26, he had 29 wins.
Silly.
Silly. What, didn't Rahm have 3?
It's currently under 25.
Oh.
So Rahm's over 25, so he can't break that record.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha.
So next, that one.
That's stupid, but yep.
Next. The PGA Virtual Merchandise Show went on last week. Couple things there. That club car buggy.
I thought that's where you were going to stop. Couple things there.
Next.
No, that club car buggy looks kind of neat. I mean,
it does look cool.
I mean, it's probably outrageously expensive for something that there's a million different versions of.
Yeah. I watched another video. They have, it looks like an iPad on the front of it.
Yeah.
Which is like, ends
so
up.
So I don't know if
GPS.
That's GPS or whatever. Or yeah. If it, I was wondering, like, it didn't, in the little video I watched, it didn't look like they were controlling it. So I wonder.
So, oh, maybe
so
you got
one
some
I
on
watched,
your wrist.
Yeah. They had to reach behind their back to stop it. So how annoying would that be?
Oh, you know what it is?
Because it bet follows
you, it's got,
you.
I bet you it's got something on your. You got to put on your belt,
yeah,
right? And
absolutely.
It just follows that,
yep.
And you just walk to where it'll follow you, yep. And then you got to tell it to stop. That's kind of cool, though.
I mean, I would 100% use one of those.
Everything on there.
So I mean, board members here, push for those, or the motorbikes. One of the two.
See the motor. So I'm going to tell a story because my wife. I wanted to get a push cart last year. I motorized one to follow me, or one that just goes in front. So I was talking to my wife about it, and I said, well, these little motorbike things are pretty sweet. She said, well, how much are they? I said, I don't know, like $5,000 probably. Well, you should look into it. Maybe I will buy it for you, and then I won't buy you a Christmas present or birthday present for the next 10 years. I really thought that's about that hard.
Whoa.
Do you think, is that a thing?
I think they're only $3,500.
Oof.
Ooh, so you got 7 years then.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Or
is that take her up on that.
Is that a thing to negotiate?
Or I she could buy you a power cart for the same amount.
It would be so fun to go on a motorbike.
Yeah. Those motorbikes look awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
Or you can buy it and still get presents for both of those things.
Yeah, too much of an investment.
That's where you're going with it. Yeah.
That's where I was going. It's just like, or I will just take the funds out of the bank account. Yeah,
and the joint account.
And then I'll just be like, yeah, remember that thing I bought? Yeah, I bought it. But that's, if you could negotiate that, imagine the things it would open up for you.
She had brought it up even. I didn't even have to.
That's yeah. I was also wondering if that ridiculously long driver was at the show. That thing that was like 20 feet long and he just whips it around.
I've seen that video before. Of that super long driver, and that guy hits it well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Guinness World Record, isn't it?
I think it is.
Longest driver.
Did you find anything else there that you liked?
No, everything else, it was just a bunch of new Trackman type.
There were a couple things. So there's a new speaker that has your yardages. So it'll tell you, you press your button and it tells you yardages, front, middle, end. Another range finder, a new range finder, but it has a pop-out screen. So instead of looking down the barrel now, you can get a camcorder. Screen. Essentially, yeah.
How has it taken that long to figure that out?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
For 20 years, guys.
Why would you even squinting. Do that? It should just be like, they should just adapt that to being an app on your phone. And you just hold up your phone and then it's just like, okay.
There you go.
Oh, you said that on the pod? We might have to delete that.
And then another putting mat for your basement. So it has a little sensor on it and you're hitting it into this little plastic piece. Once it hits the plastic piece, it tells you how far that putt went. So you can practice 10 footers, 20 footers, 50 footers in your basement and you hit it into that plastic piece and it'll tell you how far that putt would have went.
See, I have the hardest. I think that's why. Before you guys shit on me for saying this, I'm just going to throw it out there. That's why I find it so hard to putt on simulators is because you have no idea how far it's going.
Correct.
And I know you guys are going to say I'm the best simulator putter in Canada.
No, you're not. You used to be.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know I lost the title, but thank you for reminding me.
Lost it.
Yeah. But that's what the hardest part is trying to figure out how far it is. Yeah. So if I'm putting from here to a little white spot on the ground, I'd have a hard time.
But that's
training
the same,
my mind.
That's like your wedges, right? You should be able to go out there and say, hey, I'm gonna hit the 75 yards. You don't need to see it. You should be able to feel it. Right? So same idea with the putting. I don't know.
That's
I'm not
the
good at putting
thing.
So
that's
I have
the hardest
no idea.
Thing to do.
I can only feel it if I'm outside.
I agree.
And I have room around me.
Yes.
I don't know.
That was the only other interesting thing.
You've lost that title. Whatever title you had, you lost it.
John Rahm hit a 4-iron flop over Phil Mickelson.
Oh, yes.
Kinda.
Over Phil's cutout.
Like, that just takes all of the pizzazz around it out of that.
That was a pretty sick shot, though.
I mean, it was impressive, but that should have been Phil standing there. Like, commit to it.
And then,
and the fact, you're right, that it pretty much takes out anyone that's ever done that flop with a non-4-iron.
And then we said,
be like,
we should try the same thing. And I said, yeah, shortest guy stands in front.
No, tallest guy. Why would it be shortest? That's
you're
like
right,
saying, hey, we're going to hit a flop shot, but let's do it over this table instead of over the roof.
What was the thing that I said I wanted to try to do? Get out of the bunker 2 stories.
Yeah.
Well, I'd still be there. But... yeah, you're just a couple centimeters taller than me, so you're the one that has to do it.
Canoop's taller than me.
No, I think Matt, is he? What?
Are you?
You're taller than him?
By a hair.
I thought Matt.
I'm not actually sure who's taller. I was just saying this for the point of him getting to stand there. I might be a little
bit
taller.
You just got to, like, it's all trust.
I'd do it if I got like had a cup on and like a chest protector.
What about if you just stood backwards?
No, I don't want to take it in the back.
Just trust me that I'll hit it
over
you.
Did you hear what he said? He doesn't want to take it in the back, but he's willing to take it in the chest.
In the chest.
With a chest protector.
I thought he said only just a cup.
Cup, chest protector, helmet.
Okay. I'll give you a cup and like the old school like back catcher things. Like just the old like little felt things that back catcher.
Depends who's doing it. Like if it's Harv doing it, I might do it. If it's Matty B, fuck that.
Well, if it's me, you just need to have shin pads on. Yeah.
Spread your legs really wide and it'll probably go through it.
All right, next, you got anything
next, the only other one was Euro Tournament, Dubai Desert Classic, Paul Casey.
Yeah.
He is up to 15th in the world now.
Yeah. Quite the win.
Yeah. Paul Casey played very well last week.
Great field.
It was a GD runaway, wasn't it?
What? How about him?
Few stroke win,
He played last week, flies over there, and wins. By the time your body...
People are making a mockery of this, our theory that flying overseas makes it tough to win.
Yeah. Because he would have had like one day to recalibrate. That's it. And then all these guys going over to Saudi this week.
Do you think it's better going that way or coming this way?
I think it would be harder coming this way.
Harder? Maybe. You think harder coming this way?
Yeah, coming back.
I think it'd be easier because you don't lose that day.
But it's just time.
But it's harder on your body to come back.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's harder to go over there because they're playing in the middle of the night.
I don't know.
Like those guys, those tournaments are in the middle of the night. I think
you could always stay up later and sleep opposed to like coming back and you'd just be exhausted.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah.
So we'll find out when Finau finishes top five this week.
We should dig into that a little more. What else went on here? It's a large trophy that he wins for this one. Big like genie lamp. Middle East style, but Aladdin style, whatever you want to call it.
People ooh and ah over those views of the city of Dubai in the background. It's not for me. I'd rather see mountains in the background or an ocean.
That course that they play in Switzerland is the best on the Euro Tour. I don't know which one it is.
Well, but it is the best. National in Paris is pretty outstanding too.
But that one in Switzerland where they played just a couple weeks ago in the snow and then they're playing the whatever Euro Masters or something like that there. Mm-hmm. That's the tippy top for me.
Yeah, give me scenery over, city
and sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyways. And then there was a one club challenge with Fleetwood in it. And I think Lucas Bjergaard, and I don't know who the other guy was. But Fleetwood had the putter.
Right.
Bjergaard had the 7-iron and the other guy had the driver. And Fleetwood just picked up because he just couldn't hit a putter. He had a good drive and then he just chunked it into the rough and then he just was like trying to hit it off the toe to chip it out of the rough to pop it up over a bunker and he just kept duffing it.
I watched the first half and then I think one of the group chats were lighting up so I got out of it and then never watched it. But
that's it. That's all.
Find
that's
that tweet.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about the bracket for a bit or?
Oh shit. We forgot all about the bracket. We got lots to talk about still.
Not really.
Okay.
We already talked about it last week.
Okay. So we talked about the bracket last week. 48 teams this year. Oh boy, here we go again.
Yeah. 48 courses.
And it's not teams. 44 of courses are in already.
46, actually.
46? We decided 46? Yep. Okay, 46 are in. We got four for two. Four left, two spots.
Yeah.
So this week we're going to have two separate polls.
Play-in round.
Yep. A play-in round for the play-in round.
Should we say what they are? So it's going to be Cypress Hills up against Murray, Regina. That's going to be one matchup. And Emma Lake against Meadow Lake. Couple lakes up north.
So those two are going to play to get into the draft. And then next week on the show, we're going to live draft all 48 courses out.
12 each. Yep.
12 each. And then the first round is the play, essentially another play-in because our top four get byes.
Yeah. So that's how you can make it work with 12 teams. Yep.
So... We're going to do that live on the pod next week. Next week's the pod special. We might have a guest. If we don't, doesn't matter. If we do, it'll be a really long pod. We might have to do the draft special. Just this whole separate thing.
Or post the pod the next week. Or the guest the next week. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's ways to get around this for sure.
For sure. Waste management.
It's
going
to be great though.
Pick recap.
Waste management. We're going to preface it or I got a couple top fives prepared.
Should we do the recap first of the Farmers Insurance and then go to the...
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like we do every week?
So pick recap.
I thought you'd want to go to the recap.
Maddie B.
I mean, I'm not Maddie B.
Second week win. He's up to 4 points.
broke the tie with Randy and
broke the tie. So standings, Harv 17, Bronell 14, Matty B 4, Canoop 2, Randy 2.
Someone call that a comeback.
Don't count the guy out yet. So Matty B had Xander 2nd, Zalatoris 7th, and Im 32nd.
Yeah.
I was
record hunting until that.
Yeah. Well, he was T2.
Yeah.
Early on Sunday. And then, so that's a 14 average.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with seeing it.
I finished 2nd. I had Rory 16th, Leishman 18th, and Higgs, another candidate for dude wipes with those two weekend rounds.
Yep.
33. He was 65th, so 33 average. Bronell finished 3rd, Rom 7th, Homa 18th, and Jason Day.
Shit list.
Missed the cut.
Scheffler, Im, and Day are all on my shit list. So if you're in the top 50 and you missed the cut for me, you're on the shit list. You're not getting picked for the
rest
of the
year.
You're
going to run out of guys. Yeah. 35 average.
There shouldn't be too many top 50 guys missing cuts all the time.
You seem to find them.
Yeah. I guess so.
We're about to find a few more this week.
God, I hope I don't pick John Rahm when he misses a cut.
Oh, I'm praying for that. Canute finished 4th. Adam Scott, 10th. Dylan Fratelli, 53rd, and the cheat code Harris English missed the cut.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Someone didn't plug his controller.
Not good.
For a 48 average, Randy, I mean his guy, Will Gordon, finished 42nd. Hunter Mahan missed the cut, and Sebastian Kaplan also missed the cut for 60.
Hunter Mahan.
67 average, but...
Tough
he did text and he was not pleased again that we didn't say his picks on the pod.
I was very pleased.
We missed him.
What do you
again?
Got against the guy?
All kinds of.
Just all kinds of things. Everything.
Yeah. Anyways, so Matty B's picking first this week.
Yeah, it's Waste Management Phoenix Open. Normally there's a ton of excitement about this week. 16th hole.
Nobody's excited about this. Nobody's excited about the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm excited about the Super Bowl, but.
Okay.
They still put up the stands, didn't they? To some extent?
Yeah, they've got. People they put showing them, up, I believe.
They got some people there.
Yeah.
So they're up. It's not going to be the same, but it'll be, I mean, it'll still look similar. Just won't be as crazy.
Woodland, what's her name was there with Woodland today?
Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy was there with Woodland today.
I completely forgot Webb won this thing last year against Tony in a playoff.
Yep. And
Tony said, fuck it this year. I'm just going to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi, yeah.
That Webb performance, though,
can't win here. Got to try and win somewhere else. He just wishes he can play in where? Puerto Rico every week?
I would say that, I would argue that this is one of the best final four holes on tour.
Yeah. There's always something
exciting.
Par 5, 15, then the stadium, then the drivable 17th, then the pews.
It's great to play 18. In video game golf because you can just feast on those four.
Yeah. But it has huge, like we talked about Webb last year, it has huge implications on the tournament because typically there's three or four guys coming down the wire, those four holes.
Yep.
Ricky always hits
I
in the water.
I wonder if they'll do that thing.
Ricky hits in the water. Matty B's taking Ricky maybe first.
I wonder if they'll do that thing this year. Last year they did it where that guy plays hole 17 to 18 green as like a par 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they'll do something fun for a change this year.
I think there's only three Canadians, Connors, Hadwin, and Taylor.
That sounds right.
So,
but isn't there a bunch of Monday queuing. Qs for this?
I don't know
this?
If he got through.
I'll
there.
Check. It's, I think there's a playoff tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm going to check.
I don't know if he's in it.
I'm going to check. What happened on
but don't they
it?
Have a open. Bunch getting in to it? Because there's only 129 people in the field right now.
The Monday Q today was basically a crossover event.
It's the who's who of Monday Q.
Yeah.
I didn't see who made it, though.
The field is stacked.
So field stacked in the Monday Q. It's kind of a split field because of the Saudi tournament. So good for them to get a bunch of guys over there.
I think it's even better over there.
Maybe better over there. We're on the rotation of the top fives. I couldn't figure out which one I wanted to do, so I did two top fives. Ooh. So I'll buzz through them. No honorable mentions because I'm keeping track of time here.
You should have done five, and then it would have been your top five top fives for this week.
Hey, that's just my upset. Plan for next week.
Just upset about it. You know what? I'm going into I'm going into related. The one that's going to upset you the most then first. So it's the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Top five wastes. Number five, cilantro and guacamole. They're tied.
I mean, I can't get mad at that. That's accurate.
Waste of what?
Space on the plate.
Yeah. Garnish. There's no point
How
to them.
How could this make your list? Like,
well, just to irk you, pretty much. Number four, instructions on simple things. Like when I get my son a Hot Wheels car and it has instructions in it, I know how to use a Hot Wheels car. Or utensils for the kitchen. Like, they don't need instructions. I know how to use them.
Yeah, that's a waste.
They have instructions for
There's
utensils?
Lots of things that have instructions that are waste. Instructions on simple things are waste. Hmm. Number three, Jamarcus Russell.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a waste of something.
Waste of the number one overall pick by the Oakland Raiders.
Waste of a lot of talent.
Probably
a lot of waste.
Probably the worst number one overall pick of all time.
Ryan Leaf says hi, but yeah.
And then my last two.
He would have been good. He's just a criminal.
So you know what? If I had honorable mentions, it was between Ryan Leaf or Jamarcus Russell. But Jamarcus gets it. Number two, Ironhead covers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
that's pretty obvious.
Protecting the value, but.
Huge waste.
Huge value.
Oh, boy.
And number one, another golf one, any golf gift in a stocking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Name one golf gift you've ever gotten a stocking.
You talking about the golf calendar ripoff day
yes,
thing
that
I
get
every
year
from some relative?
Well, guess what year's on it when I throw it in the garbage? January 14th every yeah. year.
I think I got to March 14th this past year just because I was using it for like note paper. Like I'd rip it off and I'd flip it over to write notes on in my office.
Okay, my other one is...
number one should have been that whole list. Huge waste of time.
Number one's this whole list.
Okay.
Waste management, obviously they look after garbage, dumpsters, top five dumpster fires.
Oh,
this list, yeah.
Number five, the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise. Have you ever watched any of those? They are complete dumpster fires.
They're popular though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've never watched a single minute of any of them.
They're
I haven't either.
They're absolutely terrible to watch. Number four, the NBA.
Mm. Recently, yes.
This
yeah.
league. Sure.
This league, yeah. The trades, the reffing, yeah.
Number three, COVID protocol.
Yeah.
Because who knows what's going on with
this?
This
is
a complete dumpster fire.
What's what?
Number two, the PGA Tour coverage.
Yep. Oh,
yes. Again, another dumpster fire.
I don't know how that's not one, but.
Well, number one's the most obvious one, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I thought for sure you were going to say the Ottawa Senators.
But I thought I was going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh.
But bro,
I mean, they're right up.
Kick,
they're right
not
up.
Not gonna kick a guy while he's down.
Six titles, so whatever.
So I'm gonna parlay those two top fives directly into picks. And I said I was gonna take Ricky first.
If you're saying top, like if you're going with an NFL team for dumpster fire, you're taking Dallas. Have to.
I don't think Dallas is that big of a dumpster fire.
They haven't done anything since '93.
Their franchise quarterback broke his ankle. Yeah. They had a good year this year.
No, they wouldn't have.
So I'd Fuck like them. To say that I want to take Ricky, but I just wouldn't feel right about myself if I didn't take JT first.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Hmm. So
that changes things.
Before we get
into
it,
sorry. Who finished second this week? Bruno?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Before we get into it, are we making picked winners worth 2 points?
Oh, thank you. No, we're not.
Because if Rom would have won last week, or Rory,
Two is too much.
I've thought more about it. Two is too much. So we've had
it. It should be one.
Should be 0.5.
That is the stupidest thing.
What does
that
matter? It's got to be a full number.
It's one.
Yeah. Oh. We can't add in by 0.5?
No.
Timeout. Harv's got a really good point.
No, he doesn't.
We make it 0.5. We make it 0.5, so then it probably gets rid of ties at the end.
No, because you could pick two winners, and then you're back into it.
It's 1 point, though.
Yeah, and there's going to be tournaments that are worth
think
three.
A point five.
There's tournaments that are worth two.
Mark,
what
does it matter if the final score is 27.5 or 28? Because
it sounds stupid, and I hate it.
Are there? Are we still doing tournaments worth one?
One, two, three, and four. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's why it can't be one, because then you pick the winner in a tournament that's a 1 point.
Picking the winner at the Masters is worth the same amount as picking picking three guys that happen to win the Puerto Rico Open.
Yes.
Yep. It's way more impressive to pick the winner at the Masters.
No, it isn't, because you're picking from a smaller field with better guys.
Okay, so the U.S. Open or any of the WGC events.
Harv's changed my mind.
I think it's harder to win to pick a winner.
Okay, so you want one.
But that's
we haven't.
It's not two.
That's not. It's definitely not two. It shouldn't
one
be
is
one.
Fine.
Okay,
well, I don't even think one. We. Yep, for next year, I'm all for this.
Oh boy!
We set the rules
because you're ahead, so you don't want people catching you. That's all it is.
I also picked the most winners, so you don't want me running away with this.
I would love for you to run away with it if you actually pick the winners. Make it five.
Check the tapes. I think I've picked the most winners.
I think
winners
we are
this year.
Too far into it to maybe change the rules now. I think I've changed my mind. Cars really got really? Going here.
Man.
You were adamant about it last week.
I do okay, like I do like week. Awarding. I do like awarding picked winners.
You points. Said we're going to start this thing next week in like all caps, I believe
that
it was.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was all caps.
Yeah. Another times. Screenshot yes. that needs to be yes. posted.
I okay. circled it.
Okay. Yes. So all caps, half point. I think it'll break
I'd rather
tie.
Not at all if it's just going to be half a point.
Can we do it as a, just as a tiebreaker for this year to test it out? Most picked winners gets the tiebreak in case there's a tie.
Well, I like haven't that. Been keeping track of it, have we?
Well, I mean, pretty. If only it was recorded and we could check. But
no, you need these points to catch up. You're like 50 points behind
that's,
or whatever you are.
That's why I trust would love to have it because I'm so far back already.
And you started late. Give the guy a chance. Point. Give the guy a chance.
So
make it
give,
1 point.
You want to give only him the 1 point?
No, make it. Oh. You pick a winner, you get 1 point. What's okay. the big deal? How many pick winners has there been?
There's been what? Give him two all year. By the end of this pod,
we'll be at 0.5 here right in 3 minutes.
What? How many pick winners has there been this year
you
so far?
0.5 or zero?
Four?
Yeah, I think I've picked at least two.
If it's 0.5 or zero, I'm saying zero. I refuse to make it 0.5. It's the stupidest thing.
Fine, 0.75. That way you pick two winners, you're ahead. Like you're ahead of the game.
Harvey, okay 0.63.
Yeah, next year. Like we set the rules.
He'll do anything to win, hey? He'll do anything to hang on to this victory this year.
So what do you guys... We can override him.
You're one tournament behind.
I know.
Rules. In your new rules, you're one tournament with a picked winner behind.
We've changed rules mid-season before.
We have?
Yep.
Yeah, we have.
What'd we do?
I don't recall.
Completely changed the layouts. Changed top 50s in the world. Top,
yeah,
you know.
He's right.
Power
all right,
rankings.
1 point. Winners from now on are worth 1 point. I made the decision.
All right. Done.
Fine.
Kadoop wants it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this
I go first.
This is all getting revamped after the tour championship.
You're just going to say asterisk if
Harv,
you lose this year.
Harv, you're second.
Oh, absolutely I am.
Harv, second place. Who you got?
I will take Webb Simpson.
I guess he won last year, so it makes sense.
He's always played straight here.
Shit. Maybe I'll leave Kanoop with Rory because I know he wants him. I'll go with my guy again, John Rahm. He hasn't finished worse than T16 here in five tries, and pretty solid last week. Kind of crapped himself a little bit on the weekend, but
he just gets too mad. He's never going to be good.
But he's
just confirming.
I'll
that.
Take the top 10 or top 20 even.
Okay, yeah, that's why you like 20 feet.
Not just confirming. Sorry, yeah. I'm talking to myself while you guys are talking. It doesn't work well on a podcast.
I was really hoping you were going to go Rory because I wanted Rahm. Because I, as bad as I want to take Rory, first time, first course.
Of course, suits him, apparently.
It scares me a little bit. Yes, it suits him, but does that mean he's going to play good?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to be top 20.
There's no way I can pass him up, so I guess I got to go.
Good. Well, there's
couldn't
one
have,
other. There's
couldn't
one
have
other
Matty B having JT and Rory.
No. I was hoping for it. I thought he was going to talk himself out of it.
No.
Now I have the problem.
What problem? It's pretty
Sabs
simple.
Sabs or Fowler?
Well, I actually think I'm going to get. I don't think either of you three are taking Ricky with your next pick, so I'm getting him with my last one.
I wouldn't take him with my next 50 picks.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
The question is, do I take X or Matsu, the two-time champ?
Yeah.
Matsu, whoever takes Matsu's fucked this week.
So. Course horse, though. Absolutely.
I know. But so is X. Three top 20s.
Yeah, he's got 14 straight top 25s.
I think you got to play for the averages. I think I got to take X.
Yeah, that's
I'll take JT and X.
Pretty sick team right there.
Hmm. Well, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm taking Matt Wolf.
Wow.
Ooh, Matt. Gross. You're taking the calluses.
You should bet him 50-1.
50-1 ain't bad.
And that hand injury?
It's not an injury. Just didn't want to play anymore this week.
Yeah. I'm taking Dan Berger. He's rested. He finished T9 here last year.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Didn't even look at him.
Maybe. It might be.
He might get 1 point if he wins.
I'm going to go with a guy that I think is going to fill the hole up this weekend. Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, wow.
He's due.
Good luck.
He's due.
That guy.
He is due. Well,
It's weird for you having the first pick in every round, hey?
Yeah, and I'm not about to go against what works. I'm taking Ricky Fowler.
You are, so you're going against what works.
Yeah, he has proved that this doesn't work.
Ricky, it was between Ricky Fowler and Max Homa.
Okay.
Who's playing very well right now.
Harv?
Easiest pick on the pod. Henrik Norlander.
I mean, he's kind of got a hot, cold, hot, cold.
But he's hot back-to-back.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
T3
in a row then.
T whatever he was this past week. 2.
Nice. Man. I'm between Adam Long and Russell Knox. I'm going to go Russell Knox. His last 6 starts have been 15 cut, 23 cut, 16 cut. So.
Oh, boy. Anytime Bruno does this, it never works out.
You're going for Russell Knox? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I use T16.
You know you get a point for the pick in the winner, right?
Your last year. Hey, I just want a top 30 out of them.
Canute with the last pick.
Who did you just pick?
Knox.
I like that pick. I just need to see where this guy sits.
Also had Hadwin written down.
Yeah.
He likes it here too.
I can't remember inside. If I picked a DK Dark Horse last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
Not Michael Thompson. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Crap. I'll find it. I said you should pick Sepp Straka and...
I'll find it here.
We were too busy worrying about that and forgot about Randy.
With Max Homa this week.
Nice.
Yeah. Love my team.
You did.
He ate it up on this stretch last year. I love this stretch.
Yeah. This is the best.
This is fun. Yep.
Yeah.
This is the meat. Like, we're getting excited for Masters.
Yep.
Players coming up.
Sorry to interrupt. You know who I picked as my DK Dark Horse last week? Russell Knox.
Cut.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
He did, yeah. Randy's picks.
It's an omen.
He said, don't you dare forget about me again.
I was going to get past it. I shouldn't have
brought up Knox. Don't you dare forget about me again, he said. So algorithm got plugged in, I guess. Texted it out to me. Came out 10, 18, 48. 10 is Stuart Sink. 18 is Harris English.
Ooh.
48 is Michael Kim.
No way.
So, I mean.
That's a decent squad.
That's not bad.
Michael Kim.
Except for Sink. Any of those guys get COVID or drop out? He has Scooter, Scott Stallings.
Nice.
And Bo Van Pelt. So,
how just hoping for one COVID. This?
Quite the buffet of players there.
Yeah. He's. Right. I mean, Randy's due. He's due to get a good week.
I was due too, so yep. You guys got anything else before we hit the road?
No, check out our polls this week and vote on the...
That's right.
And play-ins, next we need the, help.
Next week's the draft special.
When is the draft starting?
So next week will be February 8th when we post, 9th when we post the pod, and then we're going to start it right after that.
Okay.
So
I didn't know if it was a week leg or not.
The target date, sorry, what I mean right after that, I mean
like the 16th?
Like the week after. Okay. We're going to draft next week, talk about it, and then it'll start after the following pod.
Yep.
Just want to get the draft out of the way so we can start to do some things.
16th, is that right?
Hypothetically.
Yeah, I think we got to figure
out. How many days the 15th?
Yep. So... we'll launch it on the following pod.
Okay.
So, yeah, that wraps it up for us. Waste Management Week. Going to be a fun week.
Super Bowl. Go
Super
Chiefs,
Bowl,
I guess.
Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Can't believe I'm saying that.
Here we go. Back to back.
I'd like
maybe.
To see the Bucks win.
Maybe. So, go Chiefs. But
I'd
until
like
then.
To see the Bucks win at home.
Yeah, it's first time.
Ever.
It's time for us to hit the clubhouse. She's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now.